The S&AMP P500 Index SPX. SPY closed down by -0.33% on Monday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, DOWI, DIA, closed down by -0.7%, and the NASDAQ 100 Index, IUXX, QQQ, closed up by +0.08%. E-mini S&AMP, P futures, ESU26, fell -0.28%, and September E-mini NASDAQ futures, NQU26, rose +0.07%. Stock indices settled mostly lower on Monday, with the Dow Jones Industrial Average falling to a one-week low on a flare-up in geopolitical risks. The broader market was under pressure on Monday as renewed Middle East tensions boosted crude oil prices, raised inflation expectations, pushed bond yields higher, and complicated the U.S. inflation outlook. WTI crude oil rose more than +2% on Monday after the U.S. and Iran exchanged strikes for the first time in about a month. The 10-year T-note yield jumped to a 19-month high of 4.77% on Monday. Stocks also had some negative carryover from last Friday when Fed Chair Warsh vowed to bring inflation back to target and said financial conditions aren't restrictive, bolstering the chance of a Fed rate hike next month. The chance of a Fed interest rate hike at next month's FOMC meeting rose to 65% on Monday, up from 36% before he spoke last Friday. On the positive side, energy producers rose on Monday after crude oil prices rallied and cryptocurrency stocks rose after Bitcoin climbed more than 2%. Cybersecurity stocks also rose on Monday, supporting gains in the NASDAQ 100. Chinese economic news was mixed after China's Aug manufacturing PMI rose +0.6 to 49.8, stronger than expectations of 49.5. However, the Aug non-manufacturing PMI was unchanged at 49, weaker than expectations of an increase to 49.4. Aug WTI crude oil prices, CLV26, jumped more than +2% on Monday to a one-week high as Middle East tensions flared. The U.S. Central Command said it targeted Iranian rocket launchers preparing to send mines into the Strait of Hormuz. And Iran retaliated by firing missiles and drones at U.S. air bases in Jordan, while the United Arab Emirates said it intercepted drones from Iran. Crude prices added to their gains on Monday when Axios reported that President Trump is weighing limited strikes against Iran to prevent it from reconstituting its radar and missile capabilities to attack ships in the Strait of Hormuz. Q2 earnings results are a bullish factor for stocks. The S&AMP P500 is tracking for earnings growth of almost 32% in Q2, well above projections of +23%, and nearly four times the average earnings growth rate outside of the COVID period since Q4 of 2013, according to Bloomberg Intelligence. AI spending is expected to account for most of earnings, with AI infrastructure stocks set to contribute nearly 60% of the S&AMP P500's earnings per share growth in Q2. So far, earnings results have been positive, with 86% of the 486 S&AMP P500 companies that have reported Q2 earnings beating estimates, according to Bloomberg data. The markets are discounting a 65% chance of a +25 BP rate hike at the next FOMC meeting on September 15-16. Overseas stock markets settled mixed on Monday. The Euro Stoxx 50 closed down -1.01%. China's Shanghai Composite rose to a 1.5-week high and closed up +0.85%. Japan's Nikkei 225 stock average closed down -0.14%. Interest rate. September 10-year T-notes, ZNU6, closed down -6.5 ticks on Monday. The 10-year T-note yield rose +36 BP to 4.754%. T-notes tumbled to a 19-month nearest futures low on Monday, and the 10-year T-note yield rose to a 19-month high of 4.766%. T-notes retreated on Monday after the +2% surge in WTI crude oil prices to a one-week high boosted inflation expectations. T-notes are also being pressured by negative carryover from last Friday when hawkish comments from Fed Chair Warsh, push the chances of a Fed rate hike at next month's FOMC meeting up to 65% on Monday from 36% before he spoke. European government bond yields moved higher on Monday. The 10-year German Bund yield jumped to a 15-year high of 3.327% and finished up plus 4.5 BP to 3.324%. The 10-year UK gilt did not trade on Monday, with markets in the UK closed for a holiday. German AUG CPI, EU harmonized, rose plus 0.2% and plus 2.9% YY, weaker than expectations of plus 0.3% and plus 3.1% YY. Markets are discounting a 99% chance of a plus 25 BP ECB rate hike at its next policy meeting on September 10. U.S. stock movers. Airlines and cruise line operators fell on Monday after WTI crude oil rose more than plus 2% to a one-week high, boosting fuel costs and curbing the company's profitability. Carnival CCL and Royal Caribbean Cruises, RCL, closed down more than minus 3%, and United Airlines Holdings, UAL, Delta Airlines, DAL, Alaska Air Group, ALK, Southwest Airlines, LOVE, and Norwegian Cruise Line Holdings, NCLH, closed down more than minus 2%. Also, American Airlines Group, AAL, closed down more than minus 1%. Housing stocks and building suppliers moved lower on Monday after the 10-year T-note yield rose to a 19-month high, boosting mortgage rates and undercutting housing demand. Dr. Horton, DHI, Lennar, LEN, and KB Home, KBH, closed down more than minus 2%, and Pulp Group, PHM, Toll Brothers, TOL, and Builders First Source, BLDR, closed down more than minus 1%. Energy producers and service providers moved higher on Monday after WTI crude oil rose more than plus 2% to a one-week high. SLB Limited, SLB, closed up more than plus 4%, and Exxon Mobil Holdings, XOM, and Devon Energy, DVN, closed up more than plus 2%. Also, Chevron CVX closed up more than plus 2% to lead gainers in the Dow Jones Industrials, and APAC Corp, APA, Diamondback Energy, FANG, Baker Hughes, BKR, ConocoPhillips COP, Occidental Petroleum, OXY, Halliburton, HAL, Marathon Petroleum, MPC, Phillips 66, PSX, and Valero Energy, VLO, closed up more than plus 1%. Cryptocurrency stocks rose on Monday after Bitcoin BTCUST jumped more than plus 2%. Circle Internet Group, CRCL, closed up more than plus 9%, and Coinbase Global Coin and Galaxy Digital Holdings, GLXY, closed up more than plus 5%. Also, Strategy MSDR and Iron Limited IREN closed up more than plus 4%, and MARA Holdings, MARA, closed up plus 0.66%. CrowdStrike Holdings, CRWD, closed up more than plus 5% to lead gainers in the S and AMP, P500, and NASDAQ 100, and lead cybersecurity stocks higher after announcing a strategic partnership with Clear Secure that integrates the Clear One identity platform with the CrowdStrike Falcon platform. Also, Okta OKTA closed up more than plus 4%, and Palo Alto Networks, PANW, Zscaler, ZS, Fortinet, FTNT, and SentinelOne's closed up more than plus 2%. In addition, Cloudflare Net closed up more than plus 1%. Edison International, EIX, closed down more than minus 23% to lead losers in the S and AMP, P500. And PG and AMP, E-Corp, PCG, closed down more than minus 19% after California lawmakers introduced a bill that would update the state's wildfire response without shifting liability away from publicly traded utilities. Aon PLC, AON, closed down more than minus 9% on reports that it will acquire KKR and AMP, Co.'s USI insurance services for $17 billion. Howmet Aerospace, HWM, closed down more than minus 7%, and GE Vernova, GEV, closed down more than minus 1% after Elon Musk said SpaceX and Tesla are each building 100 GW year of solar production capacity, which will reduce the company's reliance on natural gas-powered turbines. Pinterest, PINS, closed down more than -6% after announcing CFO Donnelly will step down effective October 30 after 3 years with the company. CNH Industrial, CNH, closed up more than +1% after Baird upgraded the stock to outperform from neutral with a price target of $15. Science Applications International, SAIC, closed up more than +1% after reporting Q2 revenue of $1.88 billion, better than the consensus of $1.76 billion, and raising its 2027 revenue forecast to $7.2 billion to $7.3 billion from a previous forecast of $7 billion to $7.2 billion. Stronger than the consensus of $7.19 billion. Kaiser Aluminum, KALU, closed up more than +1% after UBS upgraded the stock to buy from neutral with a price target of $184. On the date of publication, Richest Blund did not have, either directly or indirectly, positions in any of the securities mentioned in this article. All information and data in this article is solely for informational purposes. This article was originally published on Barchart.com.